very basic yesodos, this week's parsha, a lot of them obviously, just to focus on one very important one, which very bavus, very well known, but at least from a Muslim perspective, we have to focus on what it's telling us. The pasuk tells us, you can't take revenge, you have to reach kamocha. The special mitzvah, the famous mitzvah of haftarach kamocha, you have to love your friend like you love yourself. Says Rashi, you have to reach kamocha, om Rabbi Kiva, zekha godo betorah. Right? The famous line that we all know, zekha godo betorah. Rabbi Kiva says, this is a very special, very important kal godo. It's a major, phenomenal concept in Torah. What does that mean? Okay, it means it's very important. I'm not sure if it means more than that at this stage. It could just mean that, you know, it's very important. It's a chashuv kal. Focus on it. Keep to it. Very chashuv. It says, to say chachamim, chorim means a lot more than that. Ratz l'gomer, what does it mean? What does Rashi mean? What does Rabbi Kiva mean? Ratz l'gomer, mitzvah zu, nichal kol ha-Torah. It's not just a very important kal, which you have to keep in mind not to forget. But rather, it's in this mitzvah, the entire kol ha-Torah is nichal, kol ha-Torah kul is nichal in this mitzvah. This is, a miniature Sefer Torah, I guess you might say. It's nichal kol ha-Torah. It's not just the chosh v'kal, but the entire Torah, 630 mitzvahs, included in this mitzvah. K'mo sh'amri b'zirai, k'mo sh'amri refers us to the Gemara in Shabbos, Sil Azokein, my disoni lo chachav rochel savid, zel kol Torah kula. That's when we'll talk about this. We'll get to the next Gemara in a second, but based on the ger came to him and asked him, please teach me kol Torah kula. He told him this one pasuk, this one idea. The Gemara does not quote the pasuk, but the Gemara says this halach of kol disoni loch, and that says Sifshe is what the pasuk is referring to. Rabbi Kiva is referring to this idea, just like by Hillel, that you should not, you have to love your friend like yourself, don't do to him that which you would not have done unto yourself. Let's look at the Gemara Bosai. Shuv Maisa Benachri Echad, by the brackets. Shuv Maisa Benachri Echad, Shabor Fnei Shammai. The Maisa, a certain guy came to Shammai, Omrei Gairani. Please, I'm not Chamdeni Kol Torah Kula. I want to become a ger, but I want to hear Kol Torah Kula. Kishan Yom El Regal Achas. I'm saying on one foot. Tells me right now, and I'll become a geyer. I'm a geyer. Dachlo Amas Abinyan. He pushed them off. Shabiyal with some kind of stick, whatever. He said, get out of here. Don't bother me. Bolaf Ne Hillel. He came to Hillel. Gire. He was Megayrim. Amrlo. How did he do? How was he Mekayim this, the deal, right? The deal was that, tell me, call it Torah, call it Regal Achas. I'm Megayir. So who was Megayir? What did he do? What did he teach him? How did he teach him, call it Torah Kula? Amrlo Dagoch Sani, Lechavro Chol Savid. That which is hated unto you, do not do to your friend. Zuhi Kol HaTorah Kula. This is the entire Kol HaTorah Kula. Mekayim the deal. This is Kol HaTorah Kula. And he was Megayim. Idach Pirushahu, Zil Gemara. The rest of it is just a Pirush. It's Pshat in this Pasuk. Pshat in this Mitzvah. And Zil Gemara, go learn. So go learn the rest. But it's only Pshat in the Pasuk. This Pasuk stands for, like I said, it's like a miniature Torah, miniature 613 Mitzvos. Everything else is a Pirush. And this is what the Sifsei says the Pasuk HaFtu Rechamelch is referring to. When it says, love your friend like yourself, it's referring to, you know, it's a miniature Sefer Torah. It's a miniature Kol Torah Kula. What does this mean? What does this Dagoch Sani mean, says Rashi in his first Pirush? He brings the Pasuk of Mishle. I think that's just to explain to us what Chavrucha is. The Pasuk Reach of Reavicha, Altazov, don't leave your friend and the friend of your father, which is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, when our Hillel tells us, Dagoch Sani, L'Chavrucha, L'Chavrucha is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So when you go ahead, so that which you don't like, al tavor al dvorech al dvorav, do not go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. You don't like it when someone goes against you. If someone doesn't listen to you, you're not happy. You don't like that. So Mela, so too, the same thing applies to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Treat him the same way as you like to be treated yourself. Listen to what he's saying. But this all stems back, especially according to Sif HaChamim, this refers to the pasuk, the mitzvah of haftarach kamocha. Now that mitzvah is referring to loving another individual like yourself, right? That's what the pasuk says. That's what the pasuk means. So the Rosh Yeshiva asked, Lamaisa, Normally we think of, and as it seems like, according to Sisei at least, especially according to him, it seems that this pasuk is reflective of all the mitzvahs in the Torah, all 613. And normally we know there's two different, we assume it's two separate, distinct halakim. There's Baruch Mechaveirah, right? That which you, your interaction with your chaveirim, how you treat them, whether it's chesed, whether it's achmanis, whether it's stealing, whatever it might be. And all the other mitzvahs, the other, I don't know what the numbers are exactly, how you split it up, but the other half are called Torah Kol, which is the Baruch Mechamakom, right? Things which are not shaykh to a person, to an individual, you daven to Hashem, you learn, whatever, all the mitzvahs, the karbanis, whatever other mitzvahs are, the Yom Tovim, Shabbosim, those are mitzvahs of Baruch Mechamakom. And normally you assume, obviously if the mashlim become a shalim, all of them, to become an other mashalim, ever a shalim, but they're two distinct areas of Torah. Benom makom, benom chavero. This pasuk, this drasha, especially according to Chacham, seems to tell us that loving a person, loving someone else, loving your friend, is the means by which that's connecting both elements of the mitzvahs, right? When a person is what Rabbi Kiva is telling us, that's called Gadol B'Torah. This is a mitzvah which involves everything, and the rest is just pirusha. A person has to love his friend. By doing that, all the rest of the mitzvahs will get involved in. He'll be dovek with them. He'll be able to mekayim them. What's the connection? You know, a guy goes ahead and he loves his friend. Oh, I have a best friend, they're great, we'll do all the good things together. Let's assume it's a good friend, Mirza Hashem, right? So he does all the good things, he does mitzvahs with him, he does whatever it is, but how does, if a person has a problem with Shemir Shabbos, if a person has a problem with something else, whatever mitzvah it is, how does the fact that he loves his friend, not just that he has association with him, therefore, it's not referring to hashpah, it doesn't sound like. So it's referring to loving your friend will enable you to go ahead more easily, help engender tremendous hatzloch in your endeavors to matzliach in service to Hashem. What's the connection? Well, it's two different things. You have to work on loving Hashem and loving a person. Two different disparate entities, it seems. So Rav Shiva explained, there's a couple different mahalchim, but basically focus on two of them, two ideas. Rav Shiva mentioned the basic yesod of Musar, that when a person naturally has a certain degree of, I guess, selfishness, right? You care about yourself, right? You have negias. If you tell me, Rabbi, well, let's go to the, you know, take me someplace now. I say, come on, I'm busy now. I'm busy with my own stuff now. I don't want to, you know, I don't care so much about doing that, right? Or giving stock or whatever it might be. You don't care about someone else. You care about yourself. So a person is a selfish person. The more a person develops love for someone else, so to that degree, he becomes less selfish, right? He cares more about someone else. He's not focusing on himself as much as he did before. And maybe so, he'll want to do for someone else more. But the word of the Chiddush over here is that also affects a person's interaction, his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the same thing applies to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like when a person doesn't want to do for his friend because he's selfish, he also doesn't want to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't feel like learning now. You know why? What do you mean? You go into a great shir, prepare for shir this morning. What's the problem, right? Get into the Xos, get into the Sivis, it's Gavaldik. Yeah, but I don't want to do it. I'd rather go maybe sleep a little bit, enjoy myself. I'd rather have a little Danish, something else, sleep a little more, take a break, whatever I want to do for myself. Who knows what other things the person wants to do, but they interfere, right? The desire for self-gratification, to make yourself happy, to want to do what you want to do, what you like doing for yourself, right, which will benefit yourself, interferes with the relationship you have of doing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the more a person develops this selflessness because he loves his friend and therefore he's mela, not going to love and care about himself as much, to that degree he'll also go ahead and he'll care and he'll love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he'll be freer to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do because I don't care about myself anymore. I wonder what Hashem wants me to do because there's that tug of war for myself, Hashem, myself, Hashem. The more you care about yourself, the less you'll be able to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. So the first yesod is that they're interconnected. When a person works and develops his love for his chavir, for someone else, for a friend, it helps his eradicate his midah of selfishness and becomes more selfless. And may he'll do more for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do the other mitzvahs of Benom Makom to a greater degree. But there's another area the receiver mentioned. There's a famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. I think it's Perek Gimel. I think Perek Beis. I forgot exactly the word. Perek Beis. I think Mishnah Tes. Amr Lehem. Suru Eizu derech yishara shidvak bo adam. What is the best, proper, what is the yishara, the straight path which a person should cleave to, should try to, you know, hang on to? And there's a whole different, whole bunch of litany of different tanom over here. Abu Lazar Omer, Ayin Tova. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Chavir Tov. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shachin Tov. So on that, Rabbi Yossi says, Shachin Tov. The best thing is to get a good neighbor. A good neighbor. What a good neighbor. You need good neighbors? Okay, it's very nice. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Chavir Tov. Shachin Tov is different, but Chavir Tov. You want a good friend, okay? So why is that such a dover, derech yishara, that we should strive for to make sure you have a good friend? What's pshat? Says Rabbi Yonah on the bottom. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Chavir Tov. Sheyidbak el derech hayosher hazeh. That a person should cling to this derech yosher, this one, of a Chavir Tov. V'unokal asoso. V'lihios Chavir Tov l'ish echad. Rasher libo chavetz. It's not that hard to say, listen, I'll give you a job, guys, okay? Listen, you know, I know there's a lot of guys in yeshiva. That guy, Reuven, I don't like his midos. I don't like his looks. I don't like his personality. I don't like the way he treats me. All different types of reasons why I don't like all these guys. But that guy, Levi, he's a nice guy. You want me to become his friend? I'll become his chavrusa. Fine, I'll become his chavrusa. I'll focus on him. Just to find a certain guy who you have a natural natia to, Asheribo Chafetz, someone that you have a connection to and you like him. He's a natural, likable guy for me. Who knuckle ourselves is easy, right? It's easy to become a Chavir Tov, to develop and enhance the friendship which you can have with that individual. You start off the first day, hey, nice guy, fine, but the kesher isn't there, obviously. After a while, you work on it, you focus, how what a nice guy is, how do chesed for him, what he'll do for you, back and forth, develop the relationship. You become a very good friend of his. That he should like you, he should be happy with you. Why is it such a derech hayosher that a person should try to cleave to and cling to? What's pshat? It says, I'll tell you why, Sir Ben Yon. You know why? Because by doing that, right, this Rashi used to say over and over again, by developing your love for Levi, in our example, who is easy. It's not that hard. He's a good guy. He's a nice guy. You naturally like him. You develop the love on a very high level, every high degree. By doing that, that'll open up the floodgates. Open the emotion, the midah of love, which is undeveloped until then. Now you develop it. Now you can, let me go to that guy, Reuven. I don't like him so much, but if you're natural, if you have a greater appreciation, a greater ability is the word, I guess, the greater ability to love someone because you experienced it by someone else, by a guy who's easy to do, now you take it to the next level. You go to someone else. That guy, you know, I don't like the guy so much. He's not such a good friend of mine. We have different styles and he has different personality and, you know, he has different interests, you know, but it's a mitzvah to love him. Let me try to love him. Now I can first begin to be successful at caring for him because of the fact that I already have developed that midah of love, that midah of caring for someone else. Not just the issue of because you're not so selfless anymore, right? Rather because you develop that ability, you flex the muscle of love, of concern, of feeling for someone else. Now you can take and apply where it normally is harder to do. That, says Rabbi Yonah, is pshat in the Mishnah, that you want to develop love for Klal Yisrael. The Rishiv used to always talk about, especially back in the days, you know, back in, I guess, the 60s and the early 70s, you know, there was the hippies and the communes, you know, the big, you know, their philosophy of the world was, just I love everybody, you know, just open love, everybody we love, we care for everybody in the world. And that, their goal was to love her, they were sincere, they wanted to love the whole world, they figured, let's open to everybody, you know, and have relationship with everybody. The Rishiv, it doesn't work that way. It's just the opposite. If you want to develop love for everybody, you know how you do it? You start with one person, one individual. You know, two, three, four, you develop that gush of love, and that expands to everybody. And that's how you develop that midah of haftar el kamocha, which is so crucial for our, as we saw, that's the pasuk that the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is telling us that to love someone else, it enables you to mekayim kol ha-Torah kula. Number one, because it enhances your ability to go ahead and not be selfish, excuse me, right? And therefore you care about other people and care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu more, number one, and more direct, you can love people, you can love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Because if you have developed that tendency to love, so I can love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, twice everybody. So this midah of Haftar El Kamocha, if you love one person, it's the way to go ahead and develop a love for individuals, for human beings, and for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You think about it, both say, you know, we daven every day, you have to love Hashem. Be honest with yourself, you know, think about it. How much do I love Hashem? I don't want to suggest, but I would venture to say, unless we work at it, bedafkin, focus on it, it doesn't happen. Okay, we're all from people. We want to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. We want to do Torah mitzvahs, but do we have a feeling, an emotion, not intellect, emotion, a feeling, hagasha of love? Oh, I love Hashem. I'm not going to confess to you what my feelings are about Hashem, but I don't know if we love Hashem so much. But that's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah we talk about every single day in our lives, three times a day, right? We have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by doing that, if we're successful at doing that, so we want to please Him. We want to do more. It's an easy derek, tachbula, a means by which you can go and increase your involvement in the mitzvahs, your dveikus b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by loving Him. That's why Hashem wants us to love Him. So the way to love Him is take one person, develop the love for Him, right? Then you expand it to other people, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you develop a chakara, a feeling of love to Hashem. I want to do what Hashem wants me to do because I love Him so much. But I don't love Him so much. Okay, so let's get to work, Rabosa, okay? But that's how it's done. First, it's important to develop the selfless character by loving one person, by developing that midah, that tendency, by becoming unselfish, and by developing the emotion which expands to everybody, to Klal Yisrael, to people, and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.